A team of scientists with the National Marine Fisheries Service is on an isolated island slightly north of the Aleutian Chain. They're researching an exploding population of fur seals on tiny Bogoslav Island. John Rutten reports from KUCB.
Northern fur seals have been declining for decades in their stronghold in the Pribilof Islands. That's a couple hundred miles to the north, but their numbers are taking off on Bogoslav. It's a mile-long island just slightly north of the rest of the Aleutian Chain and about 50 miles west of Dutch Harbor. It's a mile high as well, but only the top 300 feet of the volcanic cone rise above the Bering Sea. And fur seals seem to love it. Mike Williams of Anchorage is part of the team of Bogoslav researchers with the National Marine Fisheries Service.
We first saw breeding animals there in the 80s, and now we're looking at a large portion of the Alaska population now is on Bogoslav, where there weren't any in the 80s.
Most of the world population of northern fur seals breeds in the Pribilof Islands. That's been true for centuries. Russian navigator Gavril Pribilof even located the islands in 1786 by following the barks of fur seals through the fog. Sounds of a seal rookery on St. Paul Island. The recording's part of an audio archive from Cornell University. Commercial hunting of fur seals stopped in the 1980s, but the big St. Paul population has kept on falling.
We're concerned about the decline, so we want to keep track of what's happening with this increasing population versus the populations in the Pribilofs and be able to at least have some idea of how their populations are moving.
Any idea why Bogoslav appears to be increasing?
That's the million-dollar question. I wish we knew.
A half million or more seals haul out onto the Pribilofs each summer. Many of the seals head down into the Aleutians at other times of the year. Scientist Bruce Wright with the Aleutian Pribilof Islands Association says nobody knows why the Pribilof populations keep plummeting. Only a small subsistence harvest of about 2,000 animals a year is taken. Wright says declining populations have made getting food harder in the Pribilofs.
People out there have less access to that marine mammal, which they use for a food resource, so they're suffering from that.
Scientists have lots of educated guesses, but few answers about the decline, from the impacts of fisheries to climate change. Wright has a hypothesis of his own, toxic food. Blooms of harmful algae can cover the ocean in a living layer of toxic muck. This year has one of the largest harmful algae blooms on record in the North Pacific. It reaches all the way to the Aleutian Islands. The small fish that fur seals eat, like sand lance, can accumulate toxins from the algae. Wright wants to know if the Pribilof seals have been getting doses of poison when they feed in the Aleutians.
But now we have this population of Bogoslav in the Aleutian Islands, and I'm really interested to find out where those fur seals are feeding. If they're feeding in the Aleutian Islands, then that would help reject this hypothesis. But maybe they're feeding out on the continental shelf of the Bering Sea, and they're not at risk of, at least right now, of encountering toxic sand lance.
Algae grow faster when the ocean is warmer. Wright says with warming ocean temperatures, it's only a matter of time before we see big algae blooms in the Bering Sea and Arctic Ocean, like we've seen in the North Pacific this year. The fur seal researchers will be counting pups and females and putting satellite tags on a few of them to see where Bogoslav seals get their meals. In Unalaska, I'm John Ryan.